It is a deeply American story, showcasing one of the country's great vocal artists. The new film, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, is available on Netflix now. Jeffrey Brown reports for our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
But if they want to call me Mother Blues, that's all right with me. It don't hurt none.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is about music and race, sorrow and survival. Set on a hot summer day in Chicago 1927 in a small recording studio, it doesn't travel far in either time or space, yet somehow speaks to something much larger of the country's deep pain. Director George C. Wolfe.
So much about America is unresolved, and so much of this film is about that which is unresolved inside the characters, inside of America. And so the chance that these intrinsically American stories, these intrinsically African-American stories are going to be shared all over the world is a great thing.
It's also a chance to celebrate and honor three great American artists, all now gone, beginning with playwright August Wilson. The play Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, first produced on Broadway in 1984, is part of Wilson's epic cycle of 10 plays, each set in a different decade of the 20th century, each set around some aspect of Black American life. Wilson died in 2005 at age 60. 4 years earlier, he spoke with the late Gwen Ifill on the NewsHour.
I am. I'm a Black American playwright. You know, I couldn't deny it. I couldn't be anything else. I make my art out of Black American culture. They're all cut out of the same cloth, if you will. You know, that's who I am. That's who I write about.
Like folk don't understand about the blues. Their head come out, but they don't know how it got there.
One hallmark of Wilson's plays, the power and poetry of his language. In the film version of Ma Rainey, Viola Davis plays the title character.
Blues help you get out of bed in the morning. You get up knowing you ain't alone. Something else in the world. Something been added by that song.
It encapsulates, you know, exploitation, liberation of the music, violation of the spirit, what the blues does to the human condition, all within this one speech. And when you have, you know, if you have a thrilling actress like Viola Davis do it, you surrender to it, and then you pull back and you go, oh my God, the world, the universe just expanded while she was talking.
I'm so unhappy.
The real woman on whom the story is based, Gertrude Ma Rainey, also expanded the universe of American music. Called the mother of the blues, she performed with the likes of Louis Armstrong, mentored a young Bessie Smith. She worked for years in Chicago, but spent much of her life in the South. Her Columbus, Georgia home is now a museum. She was a businesswoman and star.
She put on shows. I think there were like, you know, we see just a hint of it, and that sometimes the shows she put on, there would be 50 performers, and there would be a series of, I mean, it's just sort of, so she was a, you know, she was the Southern Black female Ziegfeld, if you will, in terms of her genre, and very successful.
The film is set around one of her Chicago recording sessions. In the mid-20s, she recorded nearly 100 songs and had numerous hits. Whites controlled the business, but Ma controlled the music.
We're ready to go, and Madam says we're ready to go, and that's the way it go around here.
The Jim Crow laws, there's lynching going on. Oh, but in the South, she's her own entrepreneur. She owns two theaters. She toured around. In the North, she has to deal with the white power structure in order to do what she does.
Finally, the most recent loss, Chadwick Boseman, who died this year of colon cancer at age 43. As a young actor, he played icons of American life, including Jackie Robinson, James Brown, and in 2017, Thurgood Marshall. When I talked with him at the time, he spoke of his approach to acting the silences as well as the words.
That's actually just as hard, if not harder, than having, you know, the huge speech at the end or the closing statement.
It was just 2 years ago that he achieved international stardom as the Black Panther, commanding his world and the screen.
What is you? I don't see your name in lights.
In Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, his final role, Boseman plays Levy, a young horn player with a deeply scarred past in the South.
If my daddy had known I was gonna turn out like this, he would have named me Gabriel.
Oh!
I'm gonna get me a band and make me some records. I done give Mr. Stutterman some of my songs I wrote, and he said he gonna let me record them when I get my band together. I just got to finish the last part of this song. I got style.
Oh, everybody got style. Style ain't nothing but keeping the same idea from beginning to end. Everybody got it.
Everybody can't play like I do.
What made him a great actor? What is it that makes somebody stand out like that?
He was deeply dedicated to his craft. I think he was totally in touch with who he was as a human being. I think there was a grace to him that was phenomenal, because it's a character who is bright and charming and arrogant and foolish and has a vision of what music should sound like in the future. And at the same time, he's deeply scarred by these things that he witnessed when he was a young boy. And then with Chadwick, you have this extraordinarily charismatic actor who is also a deeply complicated actor. And so he brought all of that to, you know, to make this character, you know, sing with like pain and possibility.
I got my time coming to me.
Lost Greats, a renewed classic. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is the second in a planned 10-part film project capturing the richness of August Wilson's work. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.